This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It has quite possibly escaped your memory that there is still a trade war going on. Yes, China for sure. Also, though, Europe. This week, the Trump administration decided to quadruple tariffs on European wines and spirits from 25% to, yes, quadrupling 100%. These are tariffs first imposed last year, if you can remember that far back, in a dispute over European airplane subsidies. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on the trade war beat today.
European suppliers tried to keep prices down for the first few months after the tariffs took effect last October. Then, in January, Lorena Asensios, the wine buyer for Astor Wines and Spirits in New York City, says wine prices started rising, and
prices are still going up. I can see they're significantly higher.
And with the pandemic and the prospect of higher tariffs, Asensio says she's importing less wine, simply out of caution.
At this point, my hands are up in the air. What else can happen at this point?
Alcohol distributors often rely on European imports to keep their lights on because the profit margins tend to be higher than on domestic products, says Eric Sagelbaum, a sommelier and consultant.
In order to have a diversified portfolio where they can even represent American wineries, they've got to be making money on European wineries.
Sagelbaum says wholesalers and distributors can absorb some of the costs of tariffs. But when those costs get passed along, they're likely to hurt another industry that's already in crisis, restaurants.
The end result is restaurant prices go up dramatically, restaurant sales get diminished, restaurants start closing.
The underlying problem here is that wine and liquor are basically luxury items, and consumers are uncertain about spending on luxuries in the middle of a pandemic, says Tom Perko of Bevmark Consulting.
Everybody's suffering, and you go to the root of the matter, and it comes down to consumers being able to, you know, have what used to be a little affordable luxury, and now they can't.
A bipartisan group of 13 senators has asked the U.S. Trade Representative to remove the tariffs. The decision is likely to come this week. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.